You should have the PPT I just sent through onto WeChat and Line. That's the PPT we'll be using today.
大家是不是已经有收到那个从 Line 和 微信里面有一个新的 PPT 是今天送出来，也是我们今天上课要用的。
The title is called Life and God's Plan.
这个 PPT 的档名是叫上帝计划中的生活。
Yeah, it's just a little subtopic because we've been on the topic of what we're supposed to do on a day-to-day basis in God's plan. We're sort of in a segue, which means a sort of a transition point between looking at the line of Jesus Christ. We've gone through Abraham and his sons, and we're sort of moving down towards David, talking about King David.While we're here, we're just sort of taking a break before we move into David. And there's some principles we're learning now, which we'll see very clearly in the life of David.
好，我们呢，这个 PPT 呢，其实是一个算是一个小子题哈，就是我们因为我们一直在谈耶稣基督的这一条子嗣的这条继承的线哈。那这条线呢，我们已经从亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。之后呢我们还有犹大嘛，然后之后会跳到要谈大卫。那在谈大卫之前呢，我们来先谈这个子题。
Yeah, and David provides a great contrast in thinking between Satan's thinking and David's thinking. See, Satan was completely rebellious to God, whereas David was a man after God's own heart.
而大卫呢，我们这是他是跟在讲他这个题目的时候呢，我们其实是要了解哦，就是他跟撒旦是一个完全相反的两个 model， 两个形态哈。因为这个撒旦呢，就是完全的悖逆于神，而大卫呢，就是非常的顺服于神。
Most of us are probably somewhere in the middle. You know, there's times that we play the role of like Satan's agents. Anytime you disobey God, you're being an advocate for Satan.But then other times we'll be obedient to God, just like David was.
而我们大部分的人呢，就是在撒旦跟大卫之间游走，就是有的时候我们呢，非常非常的这个悖逆神的时候，我们就有点像撒旦。那当我们愿意顺服的时候，我们就比较像大卫。
And of course, the objective is to become less like Satan and more like David.
当然，我们的目标是希望自己能够越来越像大卫，而越来越不像撒旦。
Okay, so that's sort of what this lesson is about today.
这也就是我们今天想要谈的这个主题，就是在神计划中的生活的大概的方向。
Okay, but before we begin the lesson, what we do need to do is name our sins. That's all the time that we did rebel against God. We name those sins to God the Father from the privacy of our soul.
好，那我们在上课前呢，还是一样，我们要向神认罪，因为当我们在一天的生活中，如果有任何事情是悖逆于神的时候，我们一定要向神认罪，然后在我们自己的魂中很个人性的去向神表达我们的忏悔。
Yeah, and according to 1 John 1:9, all we do is we name our sins to God the Father, and God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
好，也就是我们是根据约翰一书一章九节的经句，好，就是当我们向神认罪的时候，神会是以他的非常公正而公义的心来宽恕我们，然后宽恕我们所有的罪，让我们重新得到圣灵充满。
So let's do that now.
现在开始。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time that we have now to study your word.
感谢天父给我们时间，让我们可以研读你的话语。
We give thanks that because you forgive us our sins, when we confess our sins, we have now the filling of the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢神，因为你能够宽恕我们的罪，所以我们现在可以圣灵充满。
By which power we can study your word and understand the great things that you wish to reveal to us.
而也因为圣灵的充满，让我们能够理解你的教导，而且能够将你的教导用在我们的生活上。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
祷告因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen. Amen. So I'll bring out the slideshow here.
你现在来看一下这个投影片。
We just have to review back a little bit just to make sure we know where we are.
从这个整个投影片里面，我们先从做一些些之前课程内容的复习。
So from the satanic attacks on the line of Jesus Christ, we came down to this principle, I guess, it's a truth of scripture, saying that God is absolute and so is his plan.
好，从这个撒旦对于耶稣他这一条传承的线的一个攻击呢，好，我们有一个很重要，得到一个很重要的一个原则，就是呢，神是绝对的，而且他的计划也是绝对的。
And hopefully by now you're getting a clear understanding of what it means to say that God is absolute.
我想到现在大家应该对于神是绝对的这个词已经有所了解。
Now remember, part of this concept of absoluteness means that nothing caused God because he's always existed and God is the cause of all things.
所谓神是绝对的，它其实来自的这个基本的概念是因为呢，没有任何事情是神的起因。而神却是所有的事物的起因。
Yeah. And God is absolute in all his characteristics. We have the 10 characteristics of God, and they're all perfect and they cannot be changed.
而神是绝对的呢，还包含了我们神他的十个完全特殊的特质、特征。
Yeah. You should be familiar with the 10 characteristics of God.
大家应该都还记得神有的十个特殊的特质。
Yeah. Just if you ever forget, and it's really something that you should know, I mean, God is our God and you should know who he is. There's this memory device. Okay. Here's the memory device you can use if you forget, and it's in English, but it's simple English, and then you can convert it over to Chinese yourself.
就是如果我们要当然我们对神已经很熟悉很了解了他的特质我们应该都记得但是如果想要很好的记忆他的特质怎么样讲给人家听的话这边有一个做法
And it's good for teaching children as well because children can remember this easy and it's one of the first doctrines they should learn when they're studying about God
这个教法呢其实就是在 小朋友的主日学里面第一件事要教给小孩子的就让他们能够很快的就了解并且记得神的特征。
Now you can look at all the details from this in the book The Trinity, which is, we have booklets and you can find that online quite easily.
好那这个部分呢在我们的上校牧师所写的书就是三位一体的神里面也有讲得很清楚。
Yeah, but just to run through them quickly, this is the, what do you call it, like an acronym, a liter of juice.
好这是一个 有点像是那个同音字 a liter of juice, 就是一公升的果汁的那个声音。
yeah, but really,
但是字写拼法不一样。
Yeah, obviously juice, normally you spell like this, but you can spell it like this and the pronunciation is fine. So.
好因为平常 juice 是 J-U-I-C-E, 就是果汁嘛。那但是现在把它拼成 J-O-O-O-S, 也可以念成 juice。
Okay, but each letter here stands for one of these 10 characteristics. So L is love.
那这个这些字母呢的第一个字就是每一个字母就代表了神的特质的第一个字。所以 L 呢就是 love, 爱。
And then I is immutable.
I 呢就是 immutable, 就是不朽的。
T is truth.
T 就是真理。
R is righteousness.
R 就是公义。
E is eternal.
E 就是永久。诶不死 so I is 不死的
不变、
哦、不变的 OK 对不起啊那个 I 要说是不变的然后 E 是永久的
And remember when we say God is eternal that means that he doesn't just go on forever but he has existed forever as well you have to keep that in mind of this concept
而我们讲这个永久的不只是未来永久的而且它从存在就是在永久的以前就已经存在
And then you have the J, that's justice.
然后公正的。
And then we have these three O's, we call them the omni attributes. O-M-N-I, this is from Latin, omni means all.
好然后呢这个三个 O 的这个 O 是从omni, 应该是全部的那个意思。
It doesn't matter which order they go in. None of these characteristics are in order because they're absolute, so it doesn't matter what order you do them in, of course.
好那这三个 O 的次序呢也无所谓。
Okay, but you can say omniscience, that means knowing everything.
第一个是全知 omniscient。
And then you have omnipotence, that means all powerful. In other words, there's nothing God cannot do.
然后第二个是全能，就是他没有任何事情是不能做的。
And we say there's nothing God cannot do, but obviously he cannot contradict his own character, which means he can't sin, for example.
但是当然神他不，虽然他什么都能做，但他绝对不能够做与他的特质有相抵触的事情，所以他绝对不会去做罪，跟罪有关的事。
Or God cannot defy his own sense of justice, for example, and then make an unjust decision.
那神也一样，他不可能去做一个不公正的事情。
God cannot have hate, for example, because he's love.
那神也不可能去恨，因为他是代表的爱。
And then the other one we have is, we had omniscience and omnipotence, and then omnipresence. Omnipresence means God is everywhere.
第三个 O 是全在，就是在任何地方它都存在。
And then you have the S, that means sovereign, which means he's the highest. There's nobody higher than God.
然后最后 S 呢，是讲的是那个他是地位的最高的，就是至高无上的，至高的。
Okay. All of these characteristics of God are absolute as well. That means they don't change. Nobody can change them. God will not change them.
所以这些东西呢，都是神他不可能有改变的，他是永远不会变的十个特质。
And remember, these characteristics apply to all three members of the Godhead. So, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son all share these characteristics.
而我们要记得是这十个特质呢，是三位一体的神的三位都各也都存在的，就是天父、圣子跟圣灵都有的。
It's very important to know about God and His character because we are commanded to love God and you cannot love somebody you don't know.
这个要认识神的这十个特质是很重要的，因为我们被要求，我们被命令一定要爱神，而你不可能去爱一个你不认识的神。
And the same goes for His plan. See, if you look on the screen, on the slide, it says God is absolute and so is His plan. Now, His plan stems from God's perfect character.Which means his plan is also perfect.
而神是绝对的之外呢，神的计划也是绝对的。也就是说，因为神的计划是来自神的思维，那他有完美的思维的神，他所做的计划也是完美的。
And in the same way, the more that you know God, the more you get to love God. It's the same about his plan. The more you know his plan, the more you get to sort of love and respect his plan.
而我们越认识神，我们就越爱神。对他的计划也是，我们越了解他的计划，我们就越会不只是爱，就是尊敬，就是那种完全的幸福于他的计划。
A lot of people say, well, you know, God hates me because my life is a mess. You know, people do make those kind of statements. The reason is because they don't understand God and they don't understand his plan.
有一些人会说，哦，神一定恨死我了，因为我把我自己的生活搞得一塌糊涂。那这样的说法其实是因为他不认识神，因为神他就是一个至爱的神，他怎么可能会恨他呢？
But as you get to learn about God and His plan, you understand that even when there is disaster happening in your life, when there's adversity, these things are meant for good, they're for your benefit, and then you can appreciate these things.
而我们如果认识神，就会知道他的计划永远都是对我们好的。所以即使是我们现在面对非常多的挫败，可是你要知道神他为我们做的计划都是完美的计划，对我们个人也是完美的，所以你要有信心对他的计划是要有所期待。
And we've studied the doctrine of Christian suffering quite a few times in the past. We've looked at different aspects of it, and through that you can actually realize that adversity is your friend.
就是我们之前也上过很多课，已经提到，就是说所有的这种挫折，它其实到后来都应该是对我们有益的，所以我们应该要热爱我们现在面对的挫折。
We learn about verses like Romans 8:28, for example, that for those who love God, you have to have that love for God first, but for those who love God, which means you know and you understand God as well, all things work together for good.
罗马书8:28就很清楚的讲，那些爱神的， 好，所有的事情都将得益处。
And actually, God is the subject of that, so it doesn't come out very clearly in the English, and maybe not the Chinese, but in the Greek, it's very clear. It actually says God works all things together for good. So for those who love God, God is the one who works things together for good.
好，所以这个在英文里面写的没有很清楚，说它的那个主词是神，但实际上这一段罗马书八章二十八节讲的就是神，因为我们爱神，所以神会让所有的事情都会成就，都会为我们而成就。
And that actually makes sense because God does control history, especially on behalf of the great believers or the humble believers.
这个事情当然是很有道理的，因为神他是能够控制历史的，所以所有的事情他一定都会按照他所最好的状况去计划。
Yeah, and because God is absolute, again, that means He's not going to change. So any promises that He gives to you, promises from Scripture, He's going to be faithful to those promises. So you can have trust and rest. That's what we call about the faith rest drill. You trust in God's promises and you can have peace in your soul.
而神是完全信实不会变化的，所以他当曾经给过我们的应许会让我们得到最好的，这个应许是永远不会变的。
Okay, and then we had the opposite, of course, of Satan, because you know, Satan has none of these characteristics of God, actually, and he's just this being, but he has raised himself up with his arrogance to think that he can be as like God.
而撒旦呢，则是另外一个完全相反的角色，他神的这十个特质，撒旦一个也都没有，他完全是因为他自己的傲慢，他认为他可以被提高到跟神同等的地位。
He hates God.
所以他其实呢又达不到那里，所以他非常非常的恨神。
So if you take Romans 8:28, you could actually switch it around, William, and say for those who hate God, God is going to work all things together for great discipline, for eternal judgment. That's really what it means, eternal judgment.
所以呢，如果从这个罗马书八章二十八节，就是爱神的凡事得益处啊，你把它反过来像撒旦一样，就是恨神的，神会最终就是什么都会让你是很惨的，然后最后你就要受到审判。
Now, in some cases, there's even believers that go through moments where they might hate God, and we can even see that in Scripture. But yeah, just because a believer hates God doesn't mean God hates him. And like Satan, you know, God never hates Satan. There's not a time, even in a billion years, God is going to hate Satan. But his justice and his righteousness must condemn Satan. That's why Satan and unbelievers end up in the lake of fire.
就像很多人他说哦，因为他让神失望，所以他就恨神啊等等的，就像撒旦一样，撒旦非常恨神，可是神从来没有恨过撒旦，那只是因为神他的公义跟公正的这个性格，他必须要对撒旦有所处理，那对我们也是一样。
Yeah, and you have to be a bit careful here because there are verses in Scripture, and for example, it says God hates Esau. He loves Jacob and he hates Esau, his brother. Remember, that's an anthropopathism.
在我们刚之前读过的圣经里面讲说，神喜欢雅各，恨以扫。这个说法其实并不是真的神恨以扫，这只是一个作者以拟人化的方式来表达。
Yeah, and that's an argument that Satan would use against God, and he promotes this argument in the world where he says, how can we love God when God is sending his creatures to the lake of fire?
而这个神恨某些人的这个说法就是撒旦想要利用的一个借口，也就是说他会去跟神去争执，就是说如果神爱他所创造的物，他怎么可能要把他送去火狐里，这个是撒旦一直在用的一个很重要的一个申辩的一个角度。
God says he's a loving God, but look at this, he's sending his creatures that he created, that he gave life to, he's sending them to the lake of fire forever.
撒旦就说了，神说他爱他所创造的这些人或者是天使，但他却把他所爱的爱子们送去了火狐。
And a lot of people believe that argument. They really think that maybe God is a very vengeful God, and God is full of hatred, and he's out to judge people in hell forever.
也因为撒旦的这样的一个角度的说法，也有一些世界上的人就误信了，以为神其实是一个非常严厉凶狠的神。
But they're completely overlooking the fact that God is just and God is righteous. God has to punish sin.
所以他们完全是有点误会了神的这个公正跟公义的这个角度，他是必须要惩罚罪的这个角度。
God himself cannot overlook sin, which is why he provided the cross.
而神呢，他是没有办法不正视这种罪的，这也就是神为什么会愿意牺牲他的爱子，让他上十字架，要来承担这所有的罪。
And the cross is the greatest argument about Satan saying God is not a loving God. You know, the cross is a great manifestation of God's love to the world.
所以十字架呢，真的就是真的可以拿出来跟这个撒旦去辩论的一个最好的例证，就是神是真的爱世人，所以才会有这个十字架的这个赎为人类赎罪的这个事件嘛，这要叫事件嘛？
案例，
案例也很。
Yeah, because all you need to do is believe. You just believe what God is telling us through the gospel message, and if you believe that message, that Jesus Christ took the punishment for your sins, then you're saved. That's grace.
所以呢，我们人类唯一要做的就是我们要相信耶稣基督因着神的爱上十字架，然后把我们的所有的罪都承担了，我们因此而得救。我们只要相信这个，我们真的就得救了。
So really, Satan doesn't have an argument. He thinks he does, but obviously his arguments are all wrong and screwed up and come completely out of arrogance and deceit.
所以其实撒旦根本没有什么可以辩解的，因为他的这个辩解完全是不合理的。
And remember, we had the five I wills of Satan expressed in Isaiah, which is showing that he clearly has free will, just as we have free will.
在这个以赛亚书里面呢，我们看到撒旦呢，他提出的五个我要，那种强烈的自以为大的这种欲望，这些欲望其实也都是人类有的。
Yeah, and we looked at the name Jehovah. Remember the name Jehovah stems from the Hebrew word Hayah, which means to be or to exist. But we see it translated as I am, or I am who I am.
好，然后我们也讲到这个耶和华这个名字，它其实在希伯来文里面就是我是那我是。
Whereas Lucifer is saying, I will be who I want to be. It's quite different.
然后呢，路西佛呢，也就是撒旦还没有变成撒旦前，路西佛他就说呢，我要成为那个我要成为的。所以路西佛他的那个我要跟神的我是完全两个不同阶层的事情。
Yeah, he's totally out of touch with reality because all of his I wills were going against the will of God.
而所以这个路西佛他完全就是不接受事实，因为他所要的就是完全是等于是与神要神是这件事情就是互相抵触的。
And that's what we're doing every time we sin. You say, I will do this. Well, is it really God's will for your life?
所以这也要提醒我们，就每一次当我们在说我要怎么样的时候，是不是要同时问一下，这是神要我们做的吗？
Yeah, unlike David, see, we have the example of David here, a man after God's own heart. And he was saying, well, Lord, whatever is your will, that's what I'll do. And he submitted himself to God.
而大卫呢，就是做到说，他把他自己真正献给神，他要做的全都是希望是，他所有的都是希望做神要他做的。
And the greatest example, of course, is Jesus Christ. Before he went to the cross, in his humanity, he really didn't want to go to the cross.I say he didn't want to. Yeah, he said to the Father, if there's any other way to get around this, that I don't have to go to the cross, then please reveal it to me. But if there's not, then I will do your will.
而耶稣基督呢，又是另外等于是全世界最好的一个范例，就是当他的人之身啊，以人之身来讲，他是根本不愿意去上十字架的，所以他都在求神说，如果有任何理由、任何方式，他可以不用上这个十字架，他就可谓不要去。但是他最后还是说，只要天父，如果你要我做，我就还是做。
And he was obedient to the point of death.
所以他是基本上耶稣做到了完全对死亡也顺服。
Okay, and that's what actually we're going to see with the example about the movie that I recommended to you last week. We'll get to that maybe in the second or third session. There was a man who he was obedient to truth, really, and to the point of death.
然后今天我们在课程后段会去讲到那一部上礼拜听要我们看的电影哈，他这一个男主角他也一样是顺服至死。
Now David himself, he never was martyred. You know, he didn't die in some sort of violent death from persecution. But there was a couple of times in his life where he had to take on that attitude, actually.
虽然大卫王哦，他在他的人生中并没有因为这个顺服哈而必须要去受到很折磨性的死亡，但是他在他人生中。的确有好几次他必须要有那样子的态度，就是就算是神要他死他也愿意。
Yeah, but just to give you one example from David's life to show his humility, when Saul the king was very jealous of David, and Saul came after him, and Saul was basically attacking David, and David had, there was a couple of opportunities. He could have killed Saul in self-defense, and he said, no, I'm not going to touch the man of God. He said Saul was literally the man or he's the king of God.
像举一个例子来说哈，就是当时呢，因为这个扫罗王非常非常的嫉妒大卫，所以呢，很多时候他都一直想办法要杀了大卫。那也有几次机会啊，在圣经里都有很明白的写说，大卫其实已经随便一举刀就可以把扫罗王给杀了。但是他却顺服于神，因为扫罗王是神所命定高抹的王，所以怎么样，大卫他也没有去杀掉扫罗王。
Yeah, and David was always applying the promises of God, which could give him a very a humble attitude, and he felt very secure. Whatever was happening around him, he always felt very secure and safe.
而所以呢，大卫他的态度就是一直保持对神的谦卑。也在任何的逆境中，他都是用一种非常安定、安全的态度去面对他的逆境。
Yeah, now, of course, there was a period in David's life where David himself became very rebellious against God to the point of rape and murder. So, when I'm talking about David being very humble and having this great relationship with God, we're not talking about that one particular period in his life.
好，当然我们一直讲说大卫是非常顺服的一个很好的基督徒对于神来讲，但其实中间大卫也曾经有过非常糟糕的状态，就是完全是悖逆神的做法，就是他还等于是强暴了别人的太太，还把人家先生给杀死，那一段时间他所做的所为不在我们刚刚说的这范围内，那个时候是完全是悖逆神的他。
But it's interesting how the writer of the scripture, he does actually spend quite a long time focusing on that period of David's life.
但是呢，我们的圣经还是花了很多篇幅去讲大卫不顺服于神的那一段日子。
And it's a record for us to show us that even this great believer, before David went into this, we say a period of reversionism or a period of rebellion against God, he was a great believer, and then he had basically a one-year period of his life where he had these problems, and then after that he became the great believer again.
在大卫他的人生中啊，其实他一直都是顺服的，但就是有他的那个不悖逆的那个时候，就差不多是在一年的时间。那一年他完全的悖逆，但后来呢他也完全的忏悔之后，他接下来的人生还是非常顺服于神的。
Yeah, but the Holy Spirit has seemed to put this part of David's life in scripture so we can learn from it. You know, there's a lot of lessons to be learned from that time in David's life.
而圣灵呢还是让这个书写圣经的人呢把这一段他非常悖逆的时间所作所为呢都写进了圣经，因为在这一段圣经里面，这个他悖逆的状态，其实我们可以从里面学到非常多东西。
Yeah, the Colonel actually did a special study on David, and there's about 300 hours of lessons where he did these, maybe 350, where it was just about the life of David.
上校牧师呢，他其实花了很多功夫啊，在研讨大卫的整个人生呢、啊，他差不多 有300到350个小时的演讲都是在探讨大卫的一生。
Yeah, it actually became what's known as like the David series, and you can actually order that up from Baraka Church if you think your English is up to it.
这一段有关大卫的人生呢的这个内容是，如果你有兴趣的话，可以跟那个 Baraka Church 去订购，但是它是只有英文版的。
It's a great subject for looking into the heart of a great believer.
因为这个大卫的人生这一段啊，是很重要的一个，让我们看清楚一个非常棒的基督徒他的内在内心世界。
Yeah, we see all the great privilege that God has given to David, which does prove that he was probably one of the top three greatest believers of the Old Testament.
而大卫呢，也因此成为在整个圣经里面的人物里啊，最伟大的，至少是最伟大基督徒的前三名。
Yeah, and just before we finish, to mention those three, because, you know, there are a lot of great believers in Scripture, but really the top three, if there was like a top three greatest believers, that's Abraham, Moses, and David.
而这前三名就是亚伯拉罕、摩西跟大卫。
Okay, anyway, it's time for a break, so we'll have a 10-minute break and come back at 3:15, I think.
好，我们3:15回来。